From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is home to the busiest ports in the country, a crucial piece to the exchange of goods with other countries. And they are taking a hit following President Trump's volatile tariff policy, impacting California jobs as well as the money made both on and off ports, especially given that China has an outsized role in imports to California and is among one of the top export destinations for the Golden State. Levy Sumagaisai is an economy reporter for Cal Matters, a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public media stations across the state, and she joins us with more on the state of these trade wars and where things stand now. Welcome.
Hi, Vicky.
So, Levy, California is home to 12 ports. The nation's two largest are Los Angeles and Long Beach. How big of a role do ports play in California's overall economy?
A pretty big role. Not only do the ports themselves employ teams of workers that handle cargo, but the port economies in that area, especially in Southern California, affect lots of things, right? Like the cargo has to go from ships to trucks or railways. Those goods go to retailers. The port economy is huge in Southern California and elsewhere. And so when there is a slowdown at the ports, it doesn't just affect the immediate, the ports themselves, but their surrounding communities as well.
Yeah, the ripple effects, as I'm hearing from you, are wide and statewide. Which ports did you specifically focus on for your reporting?
Yeah, I focused on Long Beach, Los Angeles, and then I also took a look at the Oakland port in the Bay Area. And up and down the state, the ports are feeling the pain of the tariffs. There is less cargo, there are some canceled ships. And I talked with union officials who have said that their workers are either not getting any work at all, especially if they're part-timers, or, the full-time workers are seeing less work, definitely no overtime. This is affecting those workers. And then the truck drivers as well are seeing less work.
Do you have an idea of maybe the percentage or something quantifiable to see what kind of hit these ports are currently kind of navigating through right now when it comes to those cancellations, the expectations and projections for this year and how it's falling short?
Yes, absolutely. So the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach especially are, their leaders are out there giving media briefings every month about what's going on. And so there's a lot of publicly available information about some of the, some of what's going on. So for example, in LA, the executive director said during a media briefing recently that the port expected 80 ships to arrive there in May, but 17 had been canceled. And one thing that I pointed out in my story, if you compare that to last year, through May, all the way through May, there were a total of 12 cancellations overall. But, in LA, 17 have already been canceled just for the month of May. So that's one comparison. Another thing is for my story, we also looked at the numbers of gangs working at the ports. The gangs are, port jargon, basically. They are teams that work to handle cargo, and they can vary in size. And for the ports of LA and Long Beach and the ports of Oakland, we could see a year-over-year decline, especially, in April when the tariffs went into effect. Hmm. So there, besides the anecdotal the anecdotal things that I could gather. We have the data, you know, to show that there is a definite hit to port traffic.
Well, that example that you use from Los Angeles, I mean, having 17 cancellations out of 80 just for the month of May alone, I mean, that's more than 20%. I mean, that's a significant drop in what is expected in terms of, I mean, work for those gangs, those workers at the ports, and as well as the revenue that businesses and industries are hoping to bring in. How does this compare to, you know, recent years, especially during the pandemic, which was also a big challenge for ports?
Right. So I also spoke with the CEO of the Port of Long Beach when he was in Sacramento recently. And he told me that the cancellations that he's seeing are starting to exceed the cancellations that he saw during the height of the pandemic. So, you know, the pandemic brought a unique challenge to the ports. But one thing that I've also found out in my reporting is that, you know, once the pandemic was sort of under control, then there was a surge of cargo afterward. Some people are not expecting that to happen just because the tariff policy under President Trump this time is so unpredictable. And as you know, now we have a court decision that is saying that the president does not have the authority to impose the tariffs. So that brings even more uncertainty into the question.
Yeah, I mean, we can touch upon that and dive into it. I mean, this ebb and this flow of tariffs and trade wars, I mean, it can just be dizzying to keep up and really difficult to keep up. So where do things stand now?
Right. So yesterday, a federal trade court ruled that President Trump does not have the authority under the Emergency Economic Powers Act that he invoked to say this is why, you know, I can impose these tariffs. So now the thing is, the administration is going to challenge it. It has said that it's going to challenge it and that it may go all the way to the Supreme Court on this. In the meantime, you know, this just compounds all the uncertainty from the reporting that I've been doing on tariffs for the past several months, basically since President Trump was elected in November. You know, everyone I've talked to, businesses especially, have and business groups, you know, like chambers of commerce, et cetera, they've all said that all the uncertainty is making it impossible to plan. And so a lot of people are in a, sort of a holding pattern, like waiting to see what's going to happen next. Now, before the ruling yesterday, there was a little bit of like, okay, well, the tariffs on China went from 145% to 30%, you know, until July. And so I think some businesses, there's some anecdotal evidence, there were some businesses that were sort of trying to calculate, see if they could make that work for them, okay? You know, it's like 145% tariff versus 30%. Maybe we can work with that. Maybe if they're a bigger business, they could handle that. But now with the legal action that's going on, I think it brings a new level of uncertainty. And now everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen.
I mean, there are just entire economic ecosystems that surround ports across California. And tariffs and a trade war, it can feel obscure sometimes to people. Which products and industries are taking the biggest hit?
Right. So besides the fact that, you know, that the U.S. imports a lot of things from places like China and that there is a drop in cargo from, you know, from China and other parts of the world. You know, California exports themselves are being affected, especially agriculture. Agriculture, California agriculture also took a hit during the president's first term, back when he imposed those tariffs. As I've reported before, the almond industry, you know, took a hit during the first Trump term, and has some of that hit has been sustained. Like, there are folks around the world who no longer buy California almonds because of that first time hit. And so, yeah, there are different industries, agricultural industries, that could take a hit from this. You know, wine industry as well, I've reported on. So, California industries are being hit, and other industries as well. And they're just, you know, as someone who's reporting on it, for now, it seems like there is no end in sight. And, you know, I can tell you, I've been sitting in rooms because everyone's been talking about this. For example, last week, Attorney General Rob Bonta held a business roundtable in San Francisco. I was there to witness how different businesses and industries are thinking about the tariffs. And, you know, they're all just worried about the continued unpredictability of everything.
Yeah. It also seems, I mean, you mentioned in that example of using almonds that the impacts have been long term. It wasn't just acute. So are there any winners in this when California is taking a hit like this, either maybe some industries within the state that are benefiting from these policies and this uncertainty, and even other countries or other states that are actually benefiting from this impact that California ports are facing?
That's a good question. I mean, I know that there are some manufacturers in the United States that are optimistic that eventually this will, you know, be of help to them. However, I just don't know anyone who is saying that they have seen any immediate benefits so far. Another thing is, for example, I guess someone I mentioned in my story, the chief of staff at the Port of LA, she said that in the month of March, Brazil exported more soybeans to China than they have in their entire history. Guess who loses out on that? California soybean makers.
Yeah, because we're the largest exporter, correct, of soybeans, or were, I guess?
Yeah, that is one big export of ours. I don't know if we're the largest, but definitely among them, yes.
Levy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicky.
Yeah, it is an ongoing situation, but it's always good to just kind of get a temperature check and see where things stand now. Levy Sumagaisai is an economy reporter for CalMatters, discussing the effect that President Trump's tariff policy is having on California's ports. Up next, thousands of Afghans who were evacuated from their country 4 years ago were granted temporary protected status in the United States. But that has now been terminated by the Trump administration. We'll learn how Sacramento's Afghan community is reacting to this new uncertainty. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.